Hello again, my friends. I want to start out by asking you a question. What's the biggest thing you've ever been a part of? Now, some of you may have been politicians and you've served on a national level, or maybe you've been part of the CIA or the government in some deep covert operations. Maybe you were part of a state champion sporting team or debate team, or something like that. But what is the biggest thing you've ever been a part of? I want you to have that experience in mind, because today we're going to be talking about the invitation we've been given and actually the privilege that is ours to be a part of something bigger than we can even conceive. Welcome back to The Morning Mindset. I'm grateful that you're with me. My name is Kerry Green. I am a pastor, and I'm just dedicated every day to helping you, like I need, to get your mind aligned with the truth of God's Word so we can live in a way that brings honor to our King Jesus. And especially if you've been listening to The Morning Mindset for any length of time now, I would like to invite you to become a part of my prayer team. This is a group of individuals who receive an email from me every other week-ish, finding out the stuff that's going on behind the scenes and praying with me about God's move to advance what he's doing through The Morning Mindset. If you'd like to join, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer team. Or there's a link for that in the description of this episode. Okay, friends, as we move forward in Romans 12:21, let's begin with prayer. Our Father, we need you to help us understand both the truth of what you're saying to us and how you wish to apply it in our lives. Romans 12:21 is powerful. It is big. It is bigger than we can even imagine. So Lord, give us eyes to see and ears to hear, and hearts that will embrace and apply your truth. In Jesus' name, we pray. Okay, friends, Romans 12:21 is a very simple sentence, but man, is it full of power. It says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, first of all, I just love phrases like this that kind of flow. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I mean, there's a song like that that my kids used to have I think it was a cassette tape years ago. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. It flips it around. It enables it to lodge in our minds. And friends, it may sound like too big of a task when you first read it. Do not be overcome by evil. Well, we look around us and we see all kinds of evil going on in the world. The crisis in the Middle East, the Ukraine-Russia war that's going on, the abuses that are happening all over the globe, the transgender movement and all those things that to us feel just like what's happening to our culture. Friends, we have to understand that God is giving us a command here, that he has already equipped us to bring about. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So what is he saying? He's saying you're part of something big, something much bigger than you are. You, through the good behavior you carry out in your life, through the good works you do toward other people of love and kindness and generosity, you are able to do something that actually, in time, little by little, along with the efforts of others, will overcome evil. Friends, that's what the kingdom of God is all about. When we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that's what we're saying. We're saying, Lord, help us to overcome evil with your good. Advance your kingdom in this world, just like it exists in heaven. Bring it into reality here. And friends, that requires two things of us. Number one, we refuse to be overcome by evil. That means we fight temptation. We kill sin in our own lives every time we see it. We renew our minds and our hearts daily, just like you're doing with The Morning Mindset. We fight the good fight to stay where Jesus has placed us. But we also want to overcome evil with good through the good behavior in our lives. So friends, think through your sphere of influence, the people you're around every day, your family, your neighborhood, your workplace. How can you become an agent of good? who is thereby overcoming the evil that is around you. What might God want you to do? To step out in obedience and faith? To trust Him to use you in the place you are? No matter who you are, you're not too small. You're not too insignificant. You are part of something bigger than you can imagine. And the God of the universe wants to fuel you to do your part. Lord Jesus, give us your eyes and ears to understand what is around us, into which we need to step. Show us how to overcome the evil through doing good. Show us how to stand against it and how to represent you well in this world. Lord Jesus, you are our hero and you are our King and source of strength. Give us everything we need. I so appreciate you listening to The Morning Mindset. If you listen and you're intrigued and you don't really know if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you can know for sure. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/beatjesus to find out more. You can find that link easily in the description of this episode. And the final thing I want to encourage you to be a part of is the Morning Mindset Prayer Team. This is a powerful way that you can truly make an eternal impact on the lives of others who listen to The Morning Mindset. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer team to sign up to be a part of our prayer team.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.